So exercise while you're traveling. We said it to give you when you're picking a hotel, you need to pick one that is close to where you need, price-wise, and also if you can find a gym in it, it will also be good to exercise. But if you can't exercise in the gym, there is also a room at the hotel, right? This is where you're going to sleep. So in the room of the hotel, we can find a towel inside the bathtub, right? We can find a bed, we can find a chair. We used to find phone books. You can't find phone books anymore. You can find a Bible, but I don't know if you want to do exercises with a Bible. But you can always, usually we bring a book, or we bring something with us, or you can even use a towel to do those exercises that you can see that I wrote with a book. And there's also usually an open space, or a space that you can move the chairs around so you can exercise with. Okay? So what kind of exercise can we do? Today we're going to do most of the exercises with the tubing. It's not a tubing actually, it's a TheraBand. So take your TheraBand. Okay. And if you don't know, purple is harder and green is lighter. Okay? So the easiest exercise to do with the tube, you can do it standing up or you can do it sitting down. This one, it's whatever you choose, okay? Put the TheraBand behind you, under your armpits, okay? And from here, if you want to make it easier, it's one hand at a time, okay? So one hand at a time, bend your knees just a little bit, so when you're doing the exercise, okay, your back is staying straight and you're watching your back. If you want to do it sitting down, you can do the exercises sitting down. If you want to make it harder, you can go both hands at the same time. It will be harder. If you want to make it even harder, hold it closer to your body. If you're holding the TheraBand in the beginning closer to your body, when you stretch it, you have more strength on the TheraBand, so it becomes harder. If you want to make it, this is a chest exercise. If you want to make it a little bit of an upper chest exercise, instead of taking it forward, you can take it a little bit up. That way you can feel that you're working a little bit more on your shoulders and a little bit more on your upper chest, okay? And you can feel your arms working too, because biceps always helps, okay? So you can do that as well. When we're doing exercises for strength, you will see on the exercise sheet that it says usually around 12 repetition, 3 sets. We want to work on strength, so in order to work on strength, we're working between 10 to 15 repetitions, okay? So what I put down is 12 repetitions and 3 sets. If you see that after the third set, you did it like you just started, next time you're doing this exercise, make it a little bit harder, okay? Change it a little bit, and that way it'll be harder for the next time. If you see that it's too hard and you couldn't do the third set, it's time to make it easier and going one hand at a time. Okay? You can always just hold it forward if you want to make it harder, and from here try to lift it up, and then you're adding an exercise for shoulder as well, not just an exercise for your chest. Okay? Okay, so just to give you a little variation on that. And I'm going to make you a little bit crazy today by going up and down, but that's the way it goes to be. So the next exercise, if we worked on our chest, we want to work also on our back. We usually start with bigger muscles. So in order to work on our back, you can either do it on the floor sitting, or you can do it on the chair. So if you are going to do it on the chair, for example, now it's a little bit easier than going down to the floor. Okay? You can sit down. Put the TheraBand under your feet, okay? Just when you're putting them under your feet, be careful and make sure that they are in a good spot so they are not going to suddenly bounce up or tear up, okay? So hold them, put your heels on the floor, hands are holding, and again, you're doing rows. So we can either go one row at a time, which will make it, of course, easier. Okay? Or we can go both hands together. Remember the when you're doing rows, shoulders are staying down. You're keeping your back straight. Now, you can make it easier by leaning with your back also, and then you don't get too much problems. Oh, we can go by keeping our back away from the backrest, and that way your back is more harder. Okay, so that's another thing. Another thing that you can do if you want to make it harder, stretch your legs. If you're stretching your legs, again, you have more motion to do. Another one, bro? So, and if you want to make it even harder, if you want to go and work your abs as well, remember, you can do it either on the floor or on a chair, bring the legs up. So that way, abs has to work as well in order to keep. Now, when you're doing that way, if you feel like you need to move a little bit and sway, just don't do it, okay? I'd rather you put your feet on the floor than being swaying all the time, okay? So keep your legs up. If you only can keep your back straight, or put your feet down and go. You can always also just hold it closer and pull, and that way it will stay, become harder as well. If you want to combine exercise, you can always go bending your knees up and pushing them at the same time that you're doing a row. It's actually easier when you're on the floor and then sitting up and then bringing your knees up. When you're on the floor, okay, when you're on the floor and putting the legs like this, okay, it's easier to go with both legs and hands at the same time than sitting on a chair. Okay, so that's another option in order to make it harder. And if you can do it without touching the floor, of course you're working even harder. Okay? So you can do a lot of variation on the same exercise by doing different muscles, okay, to engage. And again, 3 sets of 12. Okay? So from chest, from back, we're moving to bicep. In order to do bicep, we're going up, standing up again. Putting one foot on. Okay? And again, be careful so it won't snap on you. Okay? So one foot is staying on, one leg is in the back, so it won't be in the way. Or if you want, you can make it forward and then be harder. I rather like it to be actually in the back than in the picture. Okay? When you're standing like that, the only thing you need to make sure is that your back is with one line with the back leg. Okay? That way you're keeping your back safe. Okay? And from here, again, you can either make it easier by taking one hand at a time. Okay? Or you can make it harder with both hands at the same time. Another way to make it harder would be to step on it with both legs. And if you're making a little bit of a space between your feet, okay? So it'll be hip wide. And you're trying to go like this, remember to keep your knees a little bit bent, keep your back straight. You can feel how much harder it becomes. Okay? And again, here, if you want to make it just a little bit harder, you can go one hand at a time, and it will be a little bit harder than what you did before, one hand at a time. Okay? When we're doing a biceps curl, the elbow is staying close to the body. Okay? We are not bringing the elbow back, you just stay close and we're bringing it up. I want you to try and see that your wrist is staying neutral. Because we tend to do, when we're working with bands, we tend to go and do a different motion with the wrists. So when you're doing the exercise, keep them in a neutral position. Okay, so it will be also safe for your wrist. Okay, let's get off that. And release your fingers. Holding the band is also eventually becomes not nice on the grab. So from time to time, don't forget to loosen that up. Okay? And from biceps, we're moving to triceps. And in triceps too, we're still not going to stand up. We're still going to put the band underneath us. One of the ways to do it is to put one of the foot on the band Take the other leg forward and bring the band from the back. Elbow is staying up and in one place, and you're taking it up. The elbow is not moving. Again, I'm trying to keep my wrist in one place, in neutral position. That way I can do the motion. Abs are in order to help the back. The back is with one line with the back leg. Okay? The way I can make it harder always is just to stand a little bit closer to the side I'm working on the bend. Okay? That's one way to make it harder. Another way to make it harder is to work both sides at the same time. And that also depends how long is your bend. Make sure it's not going to snap on you, okay? And make sure that your elbows are staying in one place, and when you're done, you're going to bring it close and slowly, okay? So this way you can work it in one hand or two hands. If you're working one hand, don't forget you have two. So when you're done with one, you need to move to the other hand, okay? Not just working one and then, okay, I'm done with the exercise. It doesn't happen, okay? Another way to work with both, actually at the same time, is if you're taking it and holding it behind your back, one hand is up and one hand is down, and you can hold it as close as you want, that will just make it harder, keeping both elbows at the same place and pulling both sides together. Okay? So if I'm doing that, both triceps and both hands work together, just in different, okay, in direction. Thank you. Okay? But when you're doing this way, don't forget to switch and do the other way as well. Even though you're working both hands at the same time, in this exercise, you have to change it. And you have to work to the other side as well. Okay? One side will not be enough. And that also, as I said, if you want to make it harder, you can just put your hands together closer, or you can make it and easier by putting them apart more. If you want to make everything a little bit even more hard, you can do it with both together. So one hand will hold two sides of the band. So even when you're doing either a bicep, when you did a biceps curl, if you're holding it with the same hand, both of the sides of the band, of course it will become harder. Okay, so that's another option. And the same here. If you will go with both hands holding the tubes when it's bent, it will be even harder. Okay, so you can choose however you want to make it. Okay. The next exercise on the sheet, you will see that it's with a ball. Of course, nobody expects you to bring the big ball with you to the hotel. But sometimes you can find it in the gym of the hotel, or if not, guess what, there is a band in the hotel. So I did see already some bands that got to here. So this is too high, so if it comes to your waist. But if it's the band is too high, there's usually a chair. So I'm going to do it on this chair, you're not going to do it on this chair because this chair is not safe. And I want to remember when you're doing an exercise on a chair, the chair should be safe. So if you come to the hotel and you can see a wiggly chair, it's not going to be happening on this chair. You need to find a good stable chair. And the exercise is mostly for the core and your upper body. And what we're going to do... I said you're not going to do that. So if your legs are on the bed or on a chair or on a ball, if you have it, okay, just bring your head body to a plank position, and from here, you're going to walk to one side and walk to the other side. Okay? And that's the way. So you have to hold your abs, you have to hold your core. So it's a core exercise. Okay? You can do it either in a regular motion or you can do it in a cross motion. In every way you want. Okay? When you're doing this exercise, if you want to make it harder, you're going to be away from, so only your knees up to your knees will be on the bed or on the chair. If you want to make it easier, bring the back of the chair to be closer to your hips. That will make it easier because it will take part of your weight. Okay? Always, of course, you can also do it in a plank position without it. But this is one way to make it actually harder. Okay? So, from upper body, which is mostly what we did up until now, we're going to go to the lower body. And we're going to start with squat. Okay? So again, you're going to use the band. And you're going to put it under our feet. Okay? Now, you can just hold it. If you feel tension already when you're just holding it close to your thigh, you can just hold it this way. If you want it to be harder, bring it to your waist. If you want it to be harder, take it to your shoulders. Okay? Well, how hard you want to make it, this is what you're going to make it. If you want to make it even harder, you can always pull it up. Okay? So, start whatever is comfortable for you, and we're just going squatting. So, if you can't go squat, you don't have to go all the way down. Even if you're doing a mini squat, your knees, your quads, your hamstrings, glutes, everything will work if this is what you can. Okay? So, even this motion will work. You might need to do more strength by pulling the band a little bit higher in order to do it if you're doing a mini squat, but it will still work. Remember, when you're doing a squat, the knees are not going over the toes. Your butt is sticking out like you're going to sit in a chair and your back is staying straight. Okay? So just go down and up. You're holding the band in the same position all the time. Okay? And you can feel your muscles working around your body. Okay? If you want to make it even harder, when you're going up, push the band up. When you're going down, bring the band down and then go to a squat. That way, we're combining two exercises together. Okay? So it's going to be shoulders and squats together. Okay? If you want, you can also combine a biceps exercise with it. So when your legs are straight, you're bending your arms, doing the biceps curl, and then going down to a squat. Okay? So you can combine a lot of exercises together in order to make it harder. If you don't have a lot of time when you're combining exercises together, you're working more muscles together, so you just make the exercises shorter. So it's also an option. Okay? Now, I don't know if it would be good too much to do with this tubes, with this band. When you have your own band, if you can have two, that will be good. Because one you can tie and one you can keep straight. The minute you tie those bands, it usually don't really open up. So before you tie it, make sure that you have something spare to work with. Okay? But when you are tying it, I'm going to tie it now. If you have knee problems, when you're working with a band that is tied, you're going to keep it above your knees. You're not going to take it underneath because then it will be a lot of pressure on your knees. Okay? If you don't have problems, you can take it lower, and that will make you work a little bit harder. Just when you're doing, just don't tie it hard so we can open it up. So when you're doing the exercise, you can choose how much you want. You might need to tie it a little bit closer to one another, or if you want, you can tie it a little bit wider, but don't tie it too wide because otherwise you won't feel any resistance at all. Okay? When you're doing the exercise, you will feel that the band might hurt you because it's just not nice. So in order to feel a little bit nicer when it's on your body, take a towel and just put it between the band and your body, and that way it will prevent the frictions and it just be nicer on your body, okay? So the next exercise is when the legs is like this and they are tied, you're just going to take one step to the side and you're going to do a box. One leg forward, other side, and back. One side, forward, other side, and that. So you're just making a big box. If you want to make it harder, do a bigger step. If you make the step bigger, it will be harder. If you'll be around your ankles and you're doing a big step, you will feel that it's much harder. Okay? So if you're going like this, it will be harder. If you can't do it at all because of knee problems, or you just don't have enough room in the room, or whatever, you just want to do the exercise but you can't do a lot of motion around, you can do it sitting down. Okay? If it's around under your knees, and just take one leg to the side, the other leg to the side. With this chair, you're a little bit sliding, but if you're keeping your body straight and taking one leg to the side and back, you can still feel the outside of your thighs working hard. If you want, you can work with both legs at the same time, and that will make it, of course, harder. If you don't put your back on the backrest, your abs and core has to work harder in order for you to feel, and then you feel your abs and core harder, because you're not leaning. If you have to lean, then lean, but if you don't, then don't. If you want to do more of the motion of the side forward, it can also be done while you're sitting. Take one leg in the back and just pull the other leg forward. It will be, you will feel more resistance, of course, when it's closer to your ankles. But if you have any problems, just don't do it like this, okay? You can switch legs and then you feel more the legs when you're doing front to back, so you feel more your quad, more your hamstring, okay? You can just go to the left quarter position and just hold it, and from here try to bring the leg up, more of a kicking motion to make it a little bit harder, okay? So if you have the knee problems and you can't do it lower and you still want to do the front and back, another option you can do, which is without this, is just, of course, to take the legs up and down with no resistance from from outside, just gravity, okay? You can go so like this in order to feel it. You can go one leg at a time, okay? You can just hold your leg up and bring the leg higher, okay? And then you can feel your quads working hard. If you bring your toes up while you're doing it, you'll feel it even more, okay? Of course, don't forget to do the other leg as well when you're doing that. So there is a lot of variation to do with bends and without them while you're sitting down and you want to work your quads. Okay? From this position of walking, we're going to go to work a little bit on balance. So that, of course, works, again, on lower body. So in this case, we're going to take the towel. So I'm just going to show you, we're not going to do it all together, but in every hotel you can find a lot of towels. And if there's not a lot of towels, you can always ask for more. Okay? So when you're taking a towel and you're just folding it around, and we talked about it in the balance class already, you put it down on the floor, and you step on it. The bigger the towel, the harder it will become when you're rolling it, because the roll will be bigger and will be less stable. The minute you can stand on it, you can bring the leg up. And because not the entire leg is touching the floor, you can see that I'm wiggling already, okay? And it becomes harder to work on balance, and it works on strengthening the muscles in your leg. When you're doing this exercise, just make sure you're not flattening the towel. So don't try to put it like this. That's not working. Unless you're going to clean the floor. Which is also a good exercise, but not for this. Okay? So roll it. The tighter you roll it, it will become harder. Okay? So you can change how much strength, how much you want to work with it. You can work with it on both one leg. You can roll it and then stand on it on both legs. Try not to touch with your toes and try not to touch with your heels, because that's cheating. Okay? So if you're just holding it, in the center, everything has to work. Of course, the muscles in our legs has to work, our core has to work in order to keep our balance together. Okay? If you want to make it hard while you're doing the balance exercise, the easiest way to make it hard is just trying to lift your hands up. Center of gravity will go up, and that will become harder. So you can change how much you want to do with it just by doing that. If you want to make it even harder, take something in your hand, like a water bottle. Or now you can take the Bible. Okay? And lift it up and try to read. Okay? If you can read the Bible on one leg, that's good. Okay? If you didn't read the Bible, that's okay too, if you can hold it. Okay? So it's also something that you can work with, so use whatever is in the room. If you can lift your suitcase, that'd be amazing. Okay? So that's one way to go. You can do it in different variation. If you can't find it, you sit it with a towel, it's just a little bit too hard. You can also take even the pillows. If you're taking the pillow and put it on the floor and stand on it, you can feel, as long as it's not a really soft thing that you can touch the ground, there is still a little bit of motion. You can still work more on stability on that. So you can choose whatever you want. Okay? Everything works. Again, this exercise can be done with a bag or with a chair. The next exercise is the exercise that we're going up on a bridge on one leg on a ball. So, as I said, every time you see a ball in the exercise sheet, you're not going to use a ball, you're going to use something else instead. And here too, you can use the pillows. Because for example, if you want to do this exercise and there's not a lot of open space, or you see that the floor is not completely clean, or you just don't want to do it on the floor, which is fine, you can also do it while you're lying in bed. Just take all the pillows you have and the comforter and whatever you can find and just put it close to your legs, put your legs on top. It's nice to just lay there and relax. And you can also do it for exercise when you're pushing down and going up on a bridge. So if I'm doing it on the chair, and again, I'm the one to do it. Okay, so on the chair, you're going up on a bridge. You can take one leg off, okay, holding your body up. Okay, don't try to take both your legs up. Doesn't work. Okay, so you can do the exercise like this, or as I said, on a pillow. If you want to make it harder, put the pillow closer to your ankles. If you want to make it easier, bring the pillows closer to your body. Okay, so it will be closer to your hips, closer to your butt. And that way you feel a little bit easier to push down. Okay, so you can everything make it a little bit easier or harder. You can just go up without lifting the leg up, which will make it a little bit easier. You can take the leg up and while it's up, roll it into circle motions, or take the leg to the side and back, just keeping it there for the count of 10 in order to make it harder. So you can always play with the exercise in order to do different stuff. You can also do two exercises together. So if you're taking the band and pulling the band while you're doing this exercise, of course it will become harder. Okay? So combining exercises, doesn't matter which one, as long as you're doing it in the right way, in the right form, it will be okay. Is there any questions?
Do you think if I lie down on a towel, like bath towel, and use the bed, it is too high for the bed?
It depends on the bed. There are beds that I know that I've been to a hotel now that the bed got to my waist. Okay. So if I'm trying to lie on the floor and put the legs on the bed, it will be way too high because in order to come to a bridge and keep my body completely straight, I'll be all the way to my neck. Okay. So that would be too high, then I'd rather you do it on a chair, if the chair is stable again. But if the chair is not stable or the bed is too high, you can do it, as I said, on the bed itself, do the exercise, and that way you'll be safe. Just be careful not to roll over. Okay?
What if you make a bridge on the floor? You're lying on the floor and you pull your hips up and then you get the floor.
It's an option, just makes it a little bit easier than when you have to balance yourself on one leg on something. It just becomes a little bit harder. When you're doing it, for example, on the ball, because the ball wants to roll over, or the same as towels, because when, oh, not towels, the pills, the minute you put in a pill one on top of the other, usually they want to slide off. They don't really want to stay on top of one another. So just will make it a little bit harder on the balance, so it will just add a little bit of more to the exercise. If you can't find it and you want to do it in the regular version of the, it's an option, it's always good to do it. Okay? So the next exercise that we have here will just be shoulders. Well, it's not just, but it will be shoulders. So we have to open it up. And as I said, if you have two, that usually will be good, because usually the minute you tie it up, it doesn't really stay there. And when you're doing shoulder, again, you can do it sitting down if you want, but when you're doing it standing up, it'll just be harder. Okay? So you're putting the bend under your feet again. When you're doing it sitting down, bend your knees. Okay? And from here, we're taking either one hand at a time to shoulder height. Try not to take it all over the shoulder. Okay? It's hard enough. Bend your knees a little bit and hold your abs. If you want to make it harder, you can go with both hands together. If you're doing it sitting down, which will be a little bit easier because the bend will not be as long, if you're doing it sitting down, then the knees are bent. Okay? Straight arms, because we're still doing the same motion, the same shoulder exercise. Will be one hand up here and one hand the other. If you feel that when you're doing the exercise you're tilting your body, that's not the right position. I want your body to stay straight and the hand is coming up, okay, just from the shoulder. So the minute you're tilting, you're using different muscles and not the right muscles that we want to do for this exercise. And again, you can do it with both hands together, even if you're sitting. Okay, if you want to make it harder, open your feet apart. But keep your shoulders in, your hands in shoulder wide. Don't take your hands open, because that will work in a different part of the shoulder. I want it to be in front. Okay, so from here you can go, and you can feel that it's harder. Okay, and it will be a still shoulder. Don't lock your elbows. When you're doing the exercise, keep the elbows as straight as you can, but without locking. So usually it's a little bit of a bend, okay, just in order to watch your elbows. If you have an elbow problem, okay, instead of doing it like this, and it's funny, but never mind, you can always put it above. Okay, hold it close to your body and pull up. So it's the same thing as we did. If you have knee problems, we're going to put the bend over the knee. The same thing is here. If you have an elbow problem, just hold it the other side close to your body, so you will still feel the pressure from the same side, and pull it up. Okay, so you can feel your shoulders working. You just don't have the long lever when you're doing that. So the your bicep works less, but you still are working on the shoulder, so you can also avoid that problem if you do have it. Okay? Everybody's fine? And again, if you're working on one side, don't forget there is the other side to do. Okay, this one we already did, actually, when we pulled both of the hands together for the triceps, so we don't need to go over that. The next exercise that we have here is, while you're in on your back and on the floor, we're going to work on your inner thigh. So the exercise that is shown here is with a big ball you put between your thighs and you squeeze. We did it before in the strength class, but as I'll tell again, first of all, you don't have a big ball. One option, if you do want to do exercises with a ball, is to bring a beach ball. Because a beach ball is something very cheap and very easy to get, and it's something that when you take on the road, it doesn't take any space, because you don't take it inflatable, right? You're taking it without it. So it doesn't take any space in your luggage, and you can just bring it with you. So in order to do this exercise, One thing to do it is if you're bringing about a beach ball, to just put a little bit of air in it. You don't have to float it all the way. Depends how much you want to push or how much it's comfortable for you to be between your thighs and the size of the ball. And put it between your thighs and squeeze. Another way to do it, if you want, is to take a towel. And if we're going to do it with the band instead of the towel, for example, just roll the band. And when the band is rolled, you can do it by putting the band between your feet, between your thighs, and squeezing. You can actually do the exercise without anything if you want. But one of the ways to do it is with a band or with a towel, which will take more space. Remember, the towels, you don't have to use the washcloth. When we're talking about a towel, you can use the one that you're bathing yourself. Okay, usually there is two, and as I said, you can always ask for one more if you're two people in the room. If you're two people in the room, you can also do a lot of exercises together. So, for example, when you're doing a rowing motion, instead of putting the legs and putting the band around your legs, you can each pull the band and just pull back. So that way you can work together. The same thing when you're doing chest. When you're doing chest press, if you're sitting back to back and holding a band and both of you are pulling or pushing together, you can work together and do different variation. Just, if you want to make it harder, both of you are pushing at the same time. If you want to make it easier, well, one of you is pushing, the other one is pulling. And that way you're releasing and you have resistance on the way that you need, okay? So you just can work together to make it more. So either towel or something like that for this. If you want to do the exercise sitting down, for example, and you don't have anything, you can always do the exercise while you're sitting. If you put your hands between your thighs, okay, your hands are going to pull out, your thighs are going to push in, okay? So the minute you're going this way, keeping your shoulders down, because we always have the tendency to bring them up. The minute we're doing that and we're pushing with both sides at the same time, you can feel your inner thighs working, and you can feel your shoulders working, you can feel your core working. Try not to bring your knees in while your feet are out. The knees and feet are one in one, okay? And you can feel the resistance. This exercise is also a very good time to work on your pelvic floor muscles. Because a lot of the time when your inner thighs are working, your pelvic floor, it's easier for it to engage. So it's a good time to do it as well. So when you're pulling your hands out and bringing your thighs in, also bring everything up and just hold it. And you can feel everything is working. Okay? So it's not necessarily to do it with something else from the outside. You can always use your hand. And you can do it also when you're laying down. If your legs are up in a tabletop position and your hands are in the same place as we did right now, you will still feel that you can feel it working even harder. Because that way your ab, your core has to engage a little bit more. Your legs has to work more in order to stay up against gravity as well. So everything will work harder. Okay? Okay. So the next exercise, we're going back to the chest. And back to the chest, this time we're going to use the wall. So instead of using the wall, I'm going to use the chair. If you want to make it harder, you're going towards the floor. If you want to make it easier, you're going to be up more straight up. Okay? Now, it's actually going to be a push-up. This is why, as I said, if you want to make it easier, go up. If you can, you see that the wall is too easy and you want somewhere to do it in a position, you can either use the bed and get to a plank position, or you can use a table. The tables are usually very safe in the hotels because they are usually very heavy tables. So you can usually go also on the tables on the desk that they have in the hotel and just get to the plank position and just do the push-up from there. You can just do the push-up itself, going up and down, or if you want to make it harder, then it's time to use the band. And we're going to put the band around us. And when we are down, okay, so from here, going down, when I'm pulling up, I'm not just pulling against my body weight, I'm also pulling against the vent. Okay? So you can either hold the vent closer and make it harder, or you can hold the vent farther away. Just again, don't hold it too far away, because the minute you hold it far away, you won't feel the resistance of the vent at all. So just make sure that you have the resistance of that when you're doing the exercise, and you can do it in any angle you want. When you're doing the plank position, remember, your body needs to be in one line. If you suddenly feel that you're arching the back, or you can feel that your lower back is hurting, that means you're not in the right position. Either stop and fix it, or stop it all. Okay? If you feel like your back is hurting, that means you didn't do something right and we don't want to hurt you. So, try not to do it. Okay? So this one we actually did in when we added that to another exercise. But to do a shoulder press, you can either do it with one leg, come back up and do this motion. You can either make it harder by putting both legs together. Okay? Or you can add it with another exercise like we did before with a squat. Okay? Or even with the biceps, because even if I do a biceps curl, turning my hand up and pulling up, I'm doing a bicep and a shoulder press together, that of course will make it harder, and you feel your core working as well. Every time we're engaging a few exercises together. You can go one hand at a time if you want to make it easier. You can make the band a little bit longer. You can also make it longer if you want to go one hand at a time and just hold it on the side and just pull one hand. Okay? So that way, if you feel it when you're doing both hands together, you just can't get it with the TheraBand because it's just too short to get to the position where you just don't have the strength to get it, which is fine. This way, you can control the length. You have one more length on one side when you're doing the exercise. So it become easier to do the exercise. Okay? The next exercise here, because we're supposed to do it with a medicine ball. Again, nobody is going to bring a medicine ball, right? So instead of a medicine ball, this is a good time to get the Bible. Or it's a good time to take, even if you're taking your not the name right now. Where you put your toothbrush?
Doctor case?
Cosmetic case. Cosmetic case, yeah. So it will have a little bit of weight because nobody is going to bring also food, right? So if you're taking just something small that you can hold in your hand and can be with any weight, even if you're holding a pair of jeans, for example, because it weighs. Okay? If you're doing the exercises with this, you can make it as a medicine ball. Or you can use, again, with this nice thing. And the exercise is for a back. And you're lying on your back, feet are bent, feet are on the floor, knees are bent. Okay? And if I'm doing it with this, I'm just pulling it a little bit so I'll feel the resistance. My elbows are a little bit bent. Your head can be on the floor, it doesn't need to be raised. And bring your hands up and pull it back in. Okay? Hands up and pull it back in. Okay? If you have more weight, you'll feel the back more. Just make sure that your lower back stays on the floor when you're doing the exercise. If you feel at any point while you're doing the exercise that your back starting to arch, that means that you went too far. Come back up, fix your back, and go slowly back so you can find the position when your lower back leaves the floor. When your lower back leaves the floor, next time, stop even before that. Don't let the lower back go all the way off the floor because we want it to be safe again. Okay? If you want to make it harder, open the bend a little bit more. Then you have the resistance even more from the shoulders and you feel it even more. Okay? Can you feel it? On the exercise sheet, you see that I put yellow book, but I know there's no yellow books anymore. I'd like to try it out. Okay, so the next exercise that we're showing here, it's a little bit of a trunk rotation. If you have back problems, okay, you're not going to try and do rotation, okay, to, especially if you know how much you're allowed to. If you know that you're not allowed to do twist at all, you're not going to do it at all. If you know that you're allowed a little bit, you're going to go just a little bit. If you feel like, okay, I have a bad back and today it's not a good day, it's not a good day to do it. Okay? But if you can, you can do the full motion. The exercise here, as it's shown, it shows with the fact that the band is tied with something. So if there is a place that you can put the band to wrap it against and do the exercise against, that way I can do the motion, it will be good. But as you can see, that's not a good way to do it. Okay, because everything will move with me and it's not working. So one of the ways to do it will be to just hold one side close to your waist. Close to your waist, and from here, the hand that is in front, you're going to pull. Just pull it out, okay? And you can do it with a turn, or you can, if you have a back problem, you're just going to take your hands to the side. You're not going to do the twist. And it's not a big twist here. It will be a big twist if you have something to wrap against, and then when you're doing the motion, you can go all the way with the body. If you're doing it by holding, you can go all the way because you're just going to turn and bring the band with you. So it's either going to be like pulling on a bow to one side, or you can just turn all as far as you can with the hand. And you can feel your back, you can feel your shoulders working, okay? Or you can just, if you have something to wrap against, the entire body is moving. One side, and then of course, the other side, okay? And again, how much length you're going to give yourself in the beginning, that's up to you. Leg press, you can either do it laying down or you can do it sitting up. If we're doing it sitting, it's going to be either sitting on the floor or sitting on a chair. Okay? If we're doing it sitting, you can do it one leg at a time or both again. Make sure that when you're doing it, the band is not going to snap back at you. Okay? If you're doing it sitting, you can bring the leg up. Hold your hands in one position. Don't let it move too much. And then push. Bring the knee up and push. Just make sure that the knee is going in one line. If you feel like the knee is starting to move from side to side, that means you're not stable in that. That means that the muscles are not working right. So just go slower and see that you are helping your knee and stabilizing it. Okay? So you can either do it one leg at a time, or you can do it both legs together, which is actually easier on the floor than up, sitting up. Okay? So you can do it on the floor, and then it's easier for you to push both legs together. Okay? And you always can combine again two exercises together if you're doing the leg press and biceps together, for example. If you're on the floor, you can do both together. If you're doing it laying down, bring your knees together and push. Okay? Make sure again that the band is located in one place. Make sure that your lower back stays on the floor. You don't have to bring your head up. Okay? And the angle, that's up to your back. If your back started to arch, that means your legs are too low. Take it a little bit higher. Okay? Okay. So the next one is actually exercises that we did, and I said that we talked about before. Well, we talked about walking with the band when it's tight, when you're working just on hip, on the abductors and adductors. So if you're working, you can also just put the band around you and take the leg to the side. That you're working one side at a time. The same as with it sitting down. You can do it in just standing up. Or you can do it even laying down if you want. Only when you're doing it laying down, try not to glide all the way on the floor. Keep the leg a little bit off the floor or be on the side while you're doing it. Okay, so you can play with the motion. Okay? And I think that's about what we have time-wise. Do you have any questions?
Is this a suggested sequence that you were doing?
No. I gave you, when I gave the exercise sheet, on the exercise sheet there is 24 exercises, upper body and lower body.
Yeah.
Usually we rather do big muscles before and smaller muscles. This is why we started with chest, back, then biceps, triceps, core. Then we moved to the lower body, so we started with the squat, which is for the hamstring and for the quads and for the glutes, it actually works the entire leg. So you don't have to follow this sequence, but it will be better for you to do first big muscles and then move on to the smaller ones.
Yeah. Is it talking about traveling for anything except on the airline?
If you're on airlines, while you're traveling on the flight itself,
yeah.
First of all, a lot of time it will be good to wear like the sleeves that will help with the bringing the muscle, the blood back to your heart, because this is one of the problems we have. There are certain socks that you can wear that helps with the flow of the blood that you can wear. But if you, the good thing to do, the best thing to do is walk around in the plane, even though it's stuffy. And I know I have 13 hours flying to Israel, so even though it's stuffy, but you saw it's good from time to time to get up and walk. If you know that you're taking like a sleeping pill and you know if you need to sleep, you rather put something on your legs that will help that. And if you can, if you have enough room to lift your legs up, that also depends where you're sitting in the plane. If you can do those, but you want to move, do pumping motion in your legs. Just pump, bring your legs up and pump. Bring your knees up, it's usually you have a little bit of room to do. Bring the knee up and roll the ankle one way, the other way. Put your hands and do a little bit of push-up in your seat. So you loosen up your butt and just wiggle it out from time to time. Move forward in the chair, move back in the chair. Okay? All those things that you can do, or even if you take those and you can do a little bit of the motion to the side, or take the hands and pull to the side, now everything will work, everything will do the job. Okay? The main purpose is not to be seated and not to do anything. Because you have to do something in order to help the blood vessels close.